Hi there, it's 12:05. I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yes, we are going to hear Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech in its entirety today to honor Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King, one thing that he said, a quote of his on confidence, he says, every man must do two things alone. He must do his own believing and his own dying. And to believe, you have to have confidence. Mm. And it is Motivation Monday, every Monday between 12 and 12:30. We chase away the Monday blues with some personal and professional development. And we're happy to welcome back Jim Bouchard. Jim Bouchard is a Martial Arts Hall of Famer, speaker, motivational coach, and author of Think Like a Black Belt. You can find him at thinklikeablackbelt.org. And Jim, you recently did an article on confidence, and so we thought this would be perfect to have you on today. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, because this is my favorite radio show in the whole universe, so it's always good to be here.
Now, Jim's out east and dealing with the nasty cold weather that that has passed us by, so warm weather's coming. But more importantly, Saturday night, where were you?
I was in the 300 section at the Patriots game.
At the Patriots-Broncos game. Now, actually, that game ended up being quite boring. I thought it would be closer, but you were rooting on Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, we weren't bored at all.
That's true. You were dancing in the stands.
We had to dance. It was so cold, it was the only way we could stay warm, so we had to jump around.
Uh-huh. Well, how cool. What a great game. I thought I saw statistics of about up to 33 million people were watching that game at one point.
Really?
The playoff games are popular. You got putting Brady up against Tebow. Will God be there for Tebow again? And all of that kind of stuff. And boy, he needed like four miracles to beat the Patriots.
I wouldn't have acted like such a jerk if I knew all those people were watching.
I thought I saw your bald head in the crowd.
Probably not. I had a good rabbit hat on.
Okay, you were all dressed up. Okay,
that's right.
Well, you know, I just mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King and this quote about confidence, and confidence is so important. You can't believe if you don't have confidence. But I think we've all seen people who are overly confident. And so what's the difference between confidence and cockiness? And, you know, can you break this down for us a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? I had to learn about it because people are surprised whenever I say this. But the number one agenda that I had when I started my martial arts study was confidence. I had none. I had no confidence whatsoever. I had no self-esteem. You couldn't have measured it if somebody had bothered.
But you were a black belt martial artist, a Hall of Famer. Oh, not at that time. Okay.
No, that's part of the reason I got into it, because people kept saying, if you want to be confident, this is a great way to do it. So that's actually how I got involved with martial arts to begin with. And it became a wonderful tool. But, you know, the thing is, like everything that I talk about with black belt mindset, you don't necessarily have to be studying to be a black belt to get this. The same tools apply. No matter what, you know, what path you choose. So, but that's what it was for me. I had to learn how to be confident, because you can't accomplish much without it, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, you have to have confidence to get up in the morning and go face the day.
Right,
you have to have confidence to do a good job. You have to have confidence. I don't have confidence in cooking, and I know where my limits are.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, you do. I mean, confidence is so key in everything. Yeah. My parents were great because they made us confident in ourselves. And even if you were picked on at school like I was, or made fun of, Mom would always point out, you know, the things about me that I should believe in myself for, and what not to listen to and not.
Easier said than done, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, it wasn't easy, but I'll tell you what, that was a good, strong foundation. It wasn't this phony confidence.
Right.
You can do anything. We're going to talk about that in a little bit today, too. But it was good, just good core confidence.
Yeah, and you know, you can't gift that. That only comes through accomplishment. And granted, you know, when you're young, you want to start, you know, you want to start small. Even when you're old, no matter where you start the journey, you want to start small. You want to make sure, you know, success breeds success. So one of the mistakes people make in trying to gain confidence is some big pie in the sky. And I think that's what the difference is sometimes between cockiness and confidence. You don't get it just by saying so. You know, you got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you pick something that you can do, something a little bit over your head. You know, you don't want it to be too comfortable. but not necessarily something where you're setting yourself up for failure. You can gain confidence from failure too, but that's only once you've mastered the, you know, the art of confidence, so to speak.
Okay. And in your blog post, you've got three steps to get some more confidence, and we're going to go over those three steps here in just a little bit. I guess we'll do that next. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
And also coming up this hour, boy, the talk about somebody who doesn't have confidence, somebody who is a coward. How about that ship captain of the Costa Concordia? Oh, my gosh, just bailing and, you know, hiding under a blanket and taking off. And even when they catch him up, you know, when he makes it to shore, they say, no, you've got to go back. That's law. You have to be the last one there. And he wouldn't go back.
Huh.
What a coward. Absolute coward. And the survivor stories are incredible. In fact, you're going to hear one of those survivor stories just after 12:30 here on Connect FM.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Champaign Park District, your place to play, your place to get fit, learn to swim and participate in sports. Champaign Park District, your place to enjoy a picnic in the park, see a show in a historic theater, and spend an afternoon on the farm. Champaign Park District, your place to learn ballet, create works of art, and hear great concerts. Champaign Park District, your place to be part of a community and enjoy spectacular events. For a list of upcoming programs and events, go to champaignparkdistrict.com or like us on Facebook. Champaign Park District, your place to play.
A talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. It's 12:12. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Hi, Diane Ducey here.
And it's Motivation Monday. How to get some more confidence. Three steps to improve that confidence. We're talking with Martial Arts Hall of Famer, author, speaker. His book is Think Like a Black Belt, and you can find him at thinklikeablackbelt.org. Jim Bouchard is with us. And Jim, you know, we were just kind of talking about that captain, that coward who jumped off the boat.
What a wuss, huh?
So we had the confidence, yeah, to try and showboat and say, oh, we'll put the ship closer to this.
Right.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the island, this Italian island that they always do. They call them wave buys or something, where they'll kind of park it there and wave to the people or whatever. But he thought, I'll get up there closer. And he's hanging out at the bar with some woman drinking vodka.
Yeah.
And then, boom, just like the Titanic, a rock, you know, tears a big gash in the hull. And this guy covers up with a blanket. And his first mate took off, too. They took off.
Can you imagine even living with that the rest of your life, though?
I mean, he doesn't care.
We'll find out, huh?
I mean, confidence and caring, I think, go hand in hand, don't they?
That's a good thing to say. Yeah.
It really does, because when you're confident, I mean, obviously this guy's just a showboat and a farce, but when you're confident, I think it allows you to be able to reach out and help other people even better.
Well, it sure goes with courage, and how many times lately, you know, you see stories in the news where somebody's being bullied or abused or even attacked and people will stand by or they'll get their cameras out, but they won't step in. Right.
Right. Yeah. That's just absolutely horrible. And what is that? Is that a bunch of people who don't have any confidence and that's why they stand in the background and laugh?
Well, I don't know. We could probably do a whole show just on that, huh? Because there's so many factors there, but certainly, you know, probably has something to do with it. But, you know, that's just disgusting.
Well, let's talk about confidence. You lay out three steps to get more confidence. So first you say set attainable goals and go to work.
Right. And you know what? It's interesting because you and I have talked about this before. I wasn't a very successful boxer, but I loved doing it. It was my first midlife crisis is when I got started. And the thing is, people didn't understand what my motivation was. They said, "Why?" I think it was in my 30s. And they said, "Why are you boxing in your 30s? And just starting out." And I said, well, because it's not about becoming a champion. I said, I just want to know I can get in the ring. That was my goal, you see. Mm. And so that was an attainable goal. I didn't know if I could win, and I certainly didn't think I could be a champion at that age. But I knew I could, you know, I knew I had a shot at just getting in there and standing up and facing some things that I had never faced before. And part of it was the training. So, you know, that's what I mean by that. Pick something attainable. It doesn't have to be something grandiose. All I wanted to do was learn how to fight and get in the ring. And that's what I did. And I've got to tell you, that was a huge step towards building confidence.
How did that first match go for you anyway?
My first official one? Not so good.
Right.
Well, actually, it went real good for the other guy.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. I mean, confidence, it's so important to, you know, to take some risk.
Right.
And then just deal with what the answer is. But at least you tried. At least you went for it. Now, I'm not saying try for something stupid. I mean, I'm not
like
trying
boxing.
To be one of those. Oh, you tried. That's great. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I certainly wouldn't get in the ring for boxing. But, you know, I remember a little over a year ago, our first day here doing talk
mm-hmm.
radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was so scared. I was trembling
right.
on my way in. I didn't know if I could do it. I'd never had the opportunity to do talk radio before.
Exactly.
I was scared
right.
half to death. But I said, you know what? And I kept saying this to myself that first day. It's like, well, I'm never going to know if I can do it if I don't try, and
yeah.
here's my day, and when I'm done, I'm going to be able to assess whether I can or whether I can't. Now, some may argue that I can't. I think I can do okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've been able to be in here every day for over a year now, and but if I hadn't taken the risk, if I hadn't felt that fear, that
right.
anxiety, I you know, I mean, it really did help boost my confidence. Now, if I had come in and really flopped and gone home and been really upset with myself, well, then maybe I would have reassessed whether I should continue to do it.
Yeah,
of course, somebody.
But you might have learned something to carry along, and, you know, not to skip around, but really that's what number three is all about. You know, in martial arts, you say knock down seven times, get up eight.
Yeah.
And back to that first, you know, the first fight, the first official fight I had. And I remember I was knocked down in the first round, and my buddies were all ringside, and they were all yelling, get up, you know. Well, long story short, after the fight, I said, hey, you guys love me, right? They said, yeah. I said, well, then when I'm knocked silly like that, you guys shouldn't be yelling, get up. You should be yelling, stay down, right?
What?
But now I use that in my talks because those are the kind of people you want, you know, ringside. They absolutely, you don't want the people going to yell, stay down. You want people, and I remember when you were starting this talk radio adventure, you know, how many of us believed in you and how many of us said, yes, absolutely, this, you know, Mary Lynn's going to be great at this. And those are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. That helps your confidence. You don't hang out with people that are constantly, you know, knocking you down. It's right. Get around the people that are going to say, hey, you know what, you can do it. You can, or you at least have a shot at it. Or, and sometimes even more important is, no matter what, we're still with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Win, lose, or draw, we're going to still be there with you.
You know, and that's a real key point. And let me just say on a side note that Jim and his wife, Alex, have a blog talk radio show. And it's a fantastic show. You guys talk to some amazing people. When is that? What time?
We actually stopped doing that.
We're
going to come out with a new one.
Okay.
And we're playing around with the name now, and it's probably going to be Podiversity. We're going to have all kinds of great thinkers in self-help, personal development, all kinds of areas. So that's coming out probably
February. Let me know when that switches up, and we'll let everybody know. But what you talked about there, and we're, you know, get knocked down, get up, that this is another key, one of the steps to getting more confidence. And just the people that you're around, I think sometimes people who have a lack of self-confidence tend to be around people who also don't have great self-confidence because they feel comfortable. But it's the people with confidence. You want to make sure that you're around people with confidence that they will elevate you. They help you strive for more than you ever would have thought.
You just hit it right on the head, though. See, misery loves company, doesn't it? And people will get around people that they feel comfortable with, even if it's detrimental. And sometimes it's an act of, it can improve your confidence just by hanging around with the people you admire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always comfortable. Sometimes you're in the room and you have a Wayne's World moment, right? I'm not worthy. I don't belong here, right? But those are the people, and I've had many of those, but I've learned that if I'm a little bit uncomfortable in the room with some folks and they're people that I admire, that's where I need to be because I need to improve my game to run with them instead of, you know, hiding with the miserable crowd.
And these are still things that you have to do today. This
Always.
Isn't just it's not like, you know, we're sitting here talking with you, Jim, because you are completely the master of confidence. As you continue to grow, as your career continues to grow, even to write your book. I mean, you didn't know how to write a book, did you, before you wrote your book?
No, and it's still my biggest issue. You see, that's the thing. It was so ingrained in me, I don't know if it's something I'll ever stop struggling with, but I've gained the confidence to know I can face it and keep doing. And you know, like I said, you know, how many times do I say this, right? Perfection's not a destination. It's a never-ending process. We're always working on these things, and you can always learn new things. But it's not always going to be comfortable. It's, you know, let's be honest rather than nice. It's that's the fact. It's not comfortable sometimes. But the rewards are really worth it.
It really is.
How far do you get just by embracing the status quo, right?
Exactly. And you know, if that's all you want, that's great. If you're fine with that, that's great. But you know,
yeah,
people,
just don't hang out with us, right?
Right, because we're going to go a mile a minute with all these possibilities and thoughts and ideas that roll around in our head because we're a little crazy that way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got one more step to gaining more confidence that Jim is going to share with us. Jim Bouchard is at thinklikeablackbelt.org, and his book, I highly recommend Think Like a Black Belt, because you know, whether you're a black belt physically or not, this is about some mental toughness, and it's a great way to get some confidences too by reading this book. 1221 here on Connect FM.
Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
It almost makes those cold blasts worse, but it's nice to know that that it'll come and go.
Relief in sight.
I know. Let's hope that we can get this kind of weather in February too, huh?
Yeah.
I think I like global warming. I'm just joking.
Oh,
just joking.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm going to come visit you guys in the winter.
I know. You could winter here if it's going to be like this, for
there
heaven's sakes.
Go.
Welcome to Motivation Monday. We do this every Monday between 12 and 12:30. We chase away those Monday blues with some personal and professional development. And Jim Bouchard, always love having Jim on. A great friend and just an incredible motivator and inspirational guy. I mean, and his book, Think Like a Black Belt, is awesome. You can read his daily blog posts at thinklikeablackbelt.org. And we've been talking about confidence and how important that is and how to get more confidence, because we can always use more. And the last of your three steps is pay attention to why you succeed or fail. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, you're way too kind to me, and I do appreciate it.
Well, hey, I'm just telling the truth.
I'm blushing now.
Oh, good.
Pay attention. Here's the thing. In martial arts, we talk an awful lot about wisdom. You know, knowledge is just a base. I think there's too much of an emphasis on knowledge, especially with the access we have to it. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with it. We just have to go a little bit beyond it. We have to transcend it. If knowledge were everything, for example, in the black belt world, right, you could read a book and become a black belt. You'd have the knowledge, right?
Yeah.
But you also need the experience. And the other, I think, ingredient that really makes for wisdom is awareness, right? Knowledge, experience, and wisdom all put together. I mean, awareness all put together, and that makes wisdom. The awareness means that you're paying attention along the way, right? You're taking a look at what's going on. That's how you get the success, the confidence out of failure. Because whether you succeed or fail, if you're paying attention, right, and you're really mindful about the process, that's where the lessons come from. Because believe me, I don't like that cliche, you always learn when you're having a hard time. I had a trainer who always used to say this. He said, when my nose was bashed off my face, he'd say, Jim, don't worry, you'll learn more when you lose. And I remember he'd take a big pause and then he'd look and he'd say, but some days you just don't freaking feel like learning anything, do you?
Yeah. Well, I guess you do learn. When there's pain involved, you certainly do learn what to do and how, you know, what not to do the next time.
There you go. If you're paying attention, right?
Right.
If you're paying attention.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't. A lot of people go through it. And here's the biggest robber of awareness is people that just say, they look at other fault, you know. It's the other guy's fault. It's the conditions. It's the circumstances, whatever. It might be, but you still have to look at your role in it.
Yeah, that's very true. And if you don't, then you're not going to gain confidence. If you can always find somebody else to push it off, that's not gaining confidence. I mean, confidence is also taking responsibility. And I think in the world today, we see so many people who don't want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Right. Well, you know, because it's scary. It's not comfortable. As you become confident, you know, you have a surety that you can stay in the game, that you can get in the ring, but it's not a surety of the outcome. There's no surety of the outcome. Confident people very seldom are absolutely sure about the outcome. And that's not a very comfortable place for a lot of people to be. You have to learn and condition yourself to have some level of comfort in that mindset. So, you know, there it is. But You notice confident people don't worry about it too much, right? What's the outcome going to be? I don't know. We're going to try, right?
Yeah.
That's confidence.
What about people who do, you know, it almost seems like, and it's, they take loss or take lack of success or, you know, they take some of these things very personal, mm-hmm. very personally. And as a result, they have a lack of confidence. They're looking at everything as the glass half empty rather than half full.
Yeah.
What about folks like that who really should have more confidence than they do, but for whatever reason, they're holding themselves down, holding themselves back?
Well, you're right back to the awareness factor again, because usually those people aren't aware. They're not really taking a look at the process, because there's nothing wrong with being upset that you lose or things aren't going your way. In fact, I don't like good losers very much, you know. Right? If something's going wrong, all right, fine. You know, be upset. Frustration is the well from which all wisdom springs. But, you know, make sure that you're able to take a step back, dust yourself off, get going again, and take the frustration as part of it. Take the setbacks as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's where you build confidence from failures. Very difficult to learn that way at first. That's why, especially with young people, with kids and whatnot, you want to expose them to situations where they're going to authentically earn some successes. Not just give them the trophy, mm-hmm. right? But set them up for something where they're going to do, you know, they're going to do well. And that's one of the responsibilities that parents should take on.
Yeah. Yeah. We seem to be in a culture today where we want to give everybody a pat on the back and a trophy for the effort. You tried.
Well, it's harder to find. It's harder to really dig in and find something that matches that, especially that kid's talents and abilities, right?
Right.
Not that it gets any easier when you get older, but that's the critical part. If you want to expose your children to success or you want to learn that later on, find something to do that matches your talents and abilities, and that mm-hmm. takes some work. Not everybody's willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you caught you didn't because you were at the Broncos Patriots game on Saturday night, but Saturday Night Live had this great bit. It was a little game show. It was like a little talk show called You Can Do Anything, and
yeah.
And it was really
don't
just
you hate
making
that stuff?
Yeah, making fun of, you know, today's culture
uh-huh.
where, oh,
yeah.
you put a video on YouTube and you're famous. So
oh, right.
we're going to,
yeah.
after 1 o'clock, I'm going to play that bit back so everybody can hear it. And then we're going to connect about it. And then there's some other stories that are very similar where it's just, you know, it seems like society today is telling you can do anything. And we've got a bunch of mediocre folks. You know,
you got a bunch of scared folks. You know what I mean? When you're told
yeah.
that you can do anything, what happens when you find out that that's not the reality of it? You start instead of becoming brave or courageous, you start pulling back. And I see that happen with kids a lot.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason. That's part of the failings I see in corporate world too. And maybe you and George have talked about that before, right?
Well,
people are so afraid to make mistakes that they don't make the big leaps that really you know are really the great innovations.
Mm. And I mean, when you're putting something out on YouTube or on Twitter, I mean, you put stuff out there, you see, are people watching it? Are people following? Okay, that gives you a sense of confidence. But, I mean, you know, it's got to be more. You've got to be able to get out from behind the computer and do some things too, right?
And you got to decide what you want to be known for, right? I'm sorry, but you know, Miss Snooki in a couple of years is going to have a cold yeah. look in the mirror. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Unless yeah. she's smart and you know capitalizes on it now and puts her money away.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And one more thing before we let you go about confidence, Jim. You know, sometimes. This day and age, you know, we'll see people who are successful, and all we see is the success that they have now. We don't really see, we don't see the years where they were struggling and fighting
right.
with their own self-confidence. Seth Godin, author of The Purple Cow and
mm-hmm.
many
mm-hmm.
other great books, talks about this. When he first started his blog, nobody cared, nobody watched,
right.
nobody listened.
Right.
And so he had to struggle with self-confidence. I guess when you're looking at somebody else's confidence and you're comparing yourself to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
well, that obviously knocks people down and they don't feel so self-confident. How do you make sure that you're admiring somebody's success, appreciating their success, but not allowing it to make you feel like you're a failure?
Well, you just hit it right on the head. I mean, there's not room for both of those emotions. And that's one of the great cultural shifts that we have to make if we're going to survive and move forward. When someone's successful, we shouldn't be jealous. We shouldn't be envious of them. We should be grateful that we can see the example, and we should copy them, frankly. That's what needs to happen. That's what used to happen. Now I'm sounding real old, right? But that's what we need to do. Well, you know, why be jealous of somebody? Why not say, how did they do it? We're back to awareness again. How did they do it, and how can I copy that? How can I emulate that? But you got to pick your models carefully, right? But you're absolutely right. Successful people, I think, fail most of the time. They have that great gift of perseverance. And again, that's something that you have to earn. I don't believe you're born with any of this stuff. We have to learn it, condition it, train it, and make a conscious effort.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I wonder how Tim Tebow felt after that game Saturday night.
He's okay.
Yeah.
I think he's a little sore, though. Yeah. Mr. Wilfork put a real good pancake on him.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll probably, now that the Packers are out, and I know I'm a Bears fan, but when the Bears aren't in, I tend to root for the Packers, but now the Packers are out, so I'm thinking New England.
You have to see the light.
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge Tom Brady fan, although Eli Manning and the Giants, but I'm going with Mr. Brady. He cut his hair at least, so.
Well, don't tell Alex that you're a Manning fan. She's a Manning hater, and I don't know why, but she hates everything Manning.
Okay.
All right. Is she hating their success? The Manning family success?
But she's from New York. She's got that attitude.
Okay. She's allowed. All right. Well,
there
Jim, thanks again. It was great chatting with you for Motivation Monday. Jim Bouchard, find him at thinklikeablackbelt.org. Highly recommend checking out his website for some motivation and some great inspirational tips. And then the book, Think Like a Black Belt, you can get his book by going to his website. It's a fantastic read. And we look forward to having you back again, Jim.
Oh, always the best plugs. Diane, Mary Lynn, love you guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right.
12:34 on Connect FM.